I'm here with Dominic Campbell at the £1.40 conference. And Dominic, you stepped in when the MP who was going to do the opening session introducing politics and the impact of the internet and social media on politics kind of stepped out because of a constituency problem. So what did you do?
I think it was quite an interesting one, really, obviously. To be asked to step in on behalf of a politician at an event, given that 18 months ago, you know, working mostly at low level in local government, and you know, you can see the power of social media today that that I was actually brought on stage to talk about what we've been looking at for the last 18 months, really, around this stuff.
And what have you been looking at for the last 18 months?
So really, it is around how can government change to engage better with its citizens? Is it still relevant? Can social media guarantee that it remains relevant? Is there a way that it can source opinion far more effectively and change and act on behalf of its citizens more effectively?
And how are you doing that?
So the way that we do at FutureGov is very much around supporting teams, supporting politicians, thinking through how they act, how they communicate, how they engage, and what manner they speak with the citizens, and actually how they actually do something with it, because there's just too much talk and often not enough action that comes out the back of it. And there is one risk that the more social media, the more Twitter there is, the more the words go up, but the actual action doesn't change.
So we just get a lot of noise and not much signal.
Yeah, and it'll be even bigger gap between talk and action, which is a real risk.
Right. And once you'd framed the discussion in the sort of start, you did about 3-4 minutes, didn't you?
Yeah.
Then you joined one of the tables with another 5 or 6 people, and you discussed the subject. So what was the discussion like? What did you think of the quality of the discussion?
It was great. I mean, it was, you know, obviously we're... There's a risk of always being stuck in the bubble, going around in circles, talking about the same sort of thing. So it was great to break out into a new kind of group talking about it. I mean, and they, in reality, they came. It was quite reassuring that they came across all the points that, you know, you often hear around the benefits around transparency that it can bring, the improvement in relationship, actually understanding the system a bit better. You know, almost governance 2.0, as Alberto Naldali calls it. But then also recognising some of the risks around manipulation, the institutions stealing in on the turf of the sort of disruptors, if you like, and how that space is being co-opted and the risks that come with that.
And part of this on-conference structure is very conversational, but at the end you send one tweet. What was your one tweet? What did you send?
So my tweet was... the answer to the discussion is that in terms of improving politics, Twitter is not enough. #NoShit.
Dominic, thanks very much.
No problem.